subprime ripples on the other side of the pond.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The global credit crunch has produced a great fall in the UK this morning. Now, all the king's horses and all the king's men are putting one of Britain's largest mortgage lenders together again. The firm is Northern Rock, and it can no longer get the funding needed to stay in business. So the Bank of England is coming to the rescue with an emergency bailout. More from Stephen Beard in London.
Northern Rock is by far the biggest British victim of the credit crunch. The company, with assets worth $230 billion, has been forced to go cap in hand to the Bank of England and beg for help. Northern Rock borrows most of its money not from depositors, but from the wholesale credit markets, and they've been paralysed by the subprime liquidity crisis. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank says there could be other casualties.
Northern Rock was a market leader in kind of dumping its individual depositors and going for wholesale money, but everybody had been trending in that direction. So to a greater or lesser extent, there are other institutions out there that are vulnerable.
EU finance ministers and central bankers are meeting in Portugal today and tomorrow, and top of their agenda is the global liquidity crisis. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And the news on Northern Rock has sent European stock markets lower. Wall Street gained ground yesterday. GM and McDonald's were the stars within the Dow, which jumped 133 to 13,424. The S&P picked up 12 points to 1483, and the NASDAQ added nearly 9 to 2601. Overnight, the major stock markets in Tokyo and Hong Kong each added more than 1.5%. The crisis in the mortgage market has raised questions about the health of the consumer. This morning, we'll get a reality check, the monthly report on retail sales. As Marketplace's Steve Henn reports, the numbers could be skewed higher by the purchasing power of the rich.
There's one part of the retail economy that definitely hasn't been feeling the pinch. Kamalesh Rao follows luxury spending for MasterCard.
It's been a year of actually very good growth.
Rao says sales at high-end shops were growing at 2 or 3 times the rate of the rest of the economy. And analyst Dana Tulsey says the luxury market isn't slowing down.
We just got the results of both Bulgari and Richemont, which owns Cartier, Montblanc, many high-end brands. And there's been an acceleration even from the end of June through August so far.
But Brookings Institution economist Gary Burtless says spending at the top masks what's going on for the rest of us.
Our share of the total pie is getting smaller.
After all, the net effect of 1,000 people skimping on school supplies can be obscured by one fat cat dropping $100,000 on a watch. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Critics of Alan Greenspan blame him for creating the bubble in the mortgage market. They say he kept interest rates too low for too long. Well, now Greenspan is answering those charges as he promotes his new book, The Age of Turbulence. First stop on his tour, the CBS program 60 Minutes. In an interview to air Sunday, Greenspan says he was aware of questionable subprime lending practices, but he didn't realize the problem was a significant threat to the economy until late 2005. Right around the time he retired. But he's also not sure he would have handled this crisis differently from current chair Ben Bernanke.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years, with a commitment to provide objective financial advice. By the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over a billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
The TV show Sesame Street's known for creative ways of introducing the alphabet to kids. One of my favorites was the Beatles singing Letter B. Then there was the Muppet in the back alley with letters in his coat jacket. Psst, wanna buy an O? Marketplace's Sean Cole actually stumbled onto a business that's kind of doing the same thing.
I'm just going to tell you the story the way it happened. About 5 years ago, Jera Deal and her husband Brad started playing a game with their eldest daughter. They basically tromp around Peoria, Illinois, alphabetizing the world around them.
We would letter hunt. So, for example, we would be at a park and we might find a maple leaf on the ground that made the outline of a W.
They started taking pictures of their finds. A silo made the letter I, a goalpost formed a nice H.
T would be the easiest to find, probably because there's so many crosses.
They photographed one of every letter, and then more than one of every letter. And then, 2 years ago, Jero was volunteering at her daughter's school and needed to find the teacher a wedding gift. So she arranged some of the pictures in a frame, spelling out the teacher's new last name.
Before we even walked into school with it, I showed the other room mom, who was room mother with me. She ordered 9.
Everybody wanted one. And a month later, they had a business called Sticks and Stones. This is all they make. Pictures of things that look like letters arranged in a frame to make words. You pick out the letters online, they frame them, and mail you the piece. Their projected sales for this year? $10 million.
It's almost a viral thing in that.
This is Brad.
Viral growth, because I just had somebody email me today that said, you have no idea how many people have seen your piece on our wall and asked for your website. And I said, well, sales show that I kind of have an idea. You know, I didn't tell me that. But
it's viral in more than one way. The whole family can't stop seeing letters everywhere. On a recent trip to New York,
people would walk by on the sidewalk and see me squatting down by this little railing by a building, taking a picture of something on like a lamppost, you know?
And thinking he's insane.
What's wrong with this guy? Yeah.
There's a story like this behind every letter. For example, I asked them if we could bring the camera to a local playground, even though the sky was getting black. We hit pay dirt in the gazebo.
We can easily make an O right here out of this little guy.
Uh-huh. And then... But that's what makes their job so rewarding, they say. That and Oprah Winfrey bought one of their pieces as a wedding gift for Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Seriously. I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
And the Marketplace Morning Report is brought to you by the letters T-G-I-F. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.